Here we go.
Yo. Yo, 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 yo. What's going on, world? I ain't put my iPad out. Pause. It's your boy Jones. And we back. Every Tuesday. Well, I try to make it every Tuesday. But that's rough. Easy.
Yo.
What's happening, brother? How's everything?
Hey, I can't complain. I can't call it out my smallest.
Ooh. If I had your hands pimped,
I'd turn mine in.
I'd cut
mine off.
Cut them off and throw them away. Shout out to the Carolina Panthers. They beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Recently. Yeah. But we got a special guest today. Wally couldn't make it. He got caught up doing some family shit. So shout out to June. But I got my guy, critically acclaimed author of the Prospects of Fame series. It is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope the dollars be critically acclaimed.
Yeah, critically acclaimed author and a part-time journalist, insurance agent.
Full-time.
Yeah. But my guy, Grant.
What's happening, bro?
What's up, man?
Man, I can't call it, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I'm wanting to get back on the show for a minute.
Yeah, you said you was going to be in town. You had an engagement you was going to be in town for. You wanted to come and, jump on the Music Jones podcast and express some things.
Feel honored.
That was on your mind, man,
Yeah,
glad you could make it, Mm-hmm. But what's been going on? How's everything been?
Man, everything been good, man. Giving all glory to God. I can't take the credit.
Yeah.
Business been good. Granted Insurance Services.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to me if I can help you in any way. But business been good. Life been good. My daughter bad as hell.
Yeah.
Been apologizing to women since she been born. And I understand,
Yeah.
We owe a lot of women apologies. They born with this shit, man.
Man. Yeah, it's different when you got them daughters, man.
But other than that, man, everything good, man. Glad to kick it with the boys.
Yeah.
Glad to kick it with the boys.
Man.
Need some testosterone in my environment, Paul.
Yeah, man.
Just the fellas, just men talk.
Yeah, man. But, excuse me. This nagging ass cough. Look at it. Oh, shit. I get the coronavirus.
I can find it.
I ain't got it. Oh, you can't find it.
Hey. Dang. Just give him some time, brother.
Man. But yeah, man, you was at the crib a couple weeks ago and we was just sitting outside watching football. Every Monday night, my guy, come to the crib and watch the game with me and shit. So we just be out there, watching the game, talking about shit.
Y'all still live in the same neighborhood?
About 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so he pull up and he was like, "Yeah, man, I'm being Florence, man. I want to get on the show." I was like, "All right, cool, yeah, we definitely can set that up."
Mm-hmm.
So we just talking and we start talking about the old days and some of the women we ran across as youngins and the music we was listening to the soundtrack to our teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we start playing shit and start naming songs. And the guy came up, Robert.
We miss Robert once again.
As soon as it came up, I said, man, he was like, man, we need to talk. I said, man, I'm going to tell you straight up. If I try to talk about that shit on my show, you might turn my mic off, man. I said, that nigga do not. I said, he ain't with it. I said, he don't acknowledge none of that shit or that. But nigga, the 90s, talk about how he was just there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, man?
100%.
Yeah. Especially for that type of activity.
And who was this guy y'all talking about again?
Robert.
Free R. Kelly.
I'm trying to think if I can place him.
Robert. We miss Robert.
Who you go place it with?
Huh?
What is that? Yeah. No, I watched this video once a month. Yo, dang. I watched this shit once a month, me look. I swear to God. Well, dog, that dude, dang. Rick Smiley killed that shit right there.
Yeah, he did.
That nigga had the Robert, but you got to do the Robert Bounce.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got to do the Robert Bounce. Then that nigga had the handles off, nigga. Oh, you gotta, man.
So something else Ricky Smiley did, y'all, we going to talk
about. Yeah, we definitely going to talk about that, because I pulled that shit up last month on YouTube in the garage, and I was like, yo, this shit was fuck. I said, man, because I was in the car.
Listen to that.
I was listening to 43 on Satellite LL Cool J shit.
Uh-huh.
And Rock the Bells Radio. Shout out Rock the Bells. And that shit say, I was like, oh shit, they playing this shit. How you do? And all I could see was Rick Smiley.
With the bass.
Yeah,
I knew that. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, that shit. Dog, yeah, Rick Smiley, man. Shout out to Ricky, man.
Shout out to Ricky.
But yeah, we miss Robert.
We miss Robert.
We got to, man. Like, if you was engaged in the type of activity I was engaged in.
Yeah, you gonna miss him a little
bit.
You
had a soundtrack.
Your
certain tracks, a song. You even had. We used to make mixes.
Yeah, but when I got to college, my shit went from that to there, like
all the way.
Cause he still had his shit, but nigga, I threw Prince in that motherfucker.
Man.
I ain't no Prince was like that, dog.
Adore is the greatest love
that was,
song.
That was the first song I danced
ever
to.
Ever written, boy.
With a girl?
My own. Me and my wife.
Well, with a girl. So
Yeah. That was our first dance song.
Okay. You picked that in.
You know it.
Yeah. The lyrics are so powerful.
Dog, I'm talking about,
until
man.
The end of time,
and I sang that shit to her the whole time we was dancing. I was singing like hell, man.
Yeah.
Sweating.
Straight up. Sweating like a wolf. No, I ain't crying. I was sweating like hell, though.
You was there?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't there, but it's Prince in the first dance. I know he was sweating.
You know he was sweating?
Well, and a wedding? Come on.
Why you wasn't there?
Oh, God.
That's a great question.
All right, man. So,
I don't know. You wasn't there? B, you wasn't there?
I didn't know. I saw pictures.
You know what?
I saw pictures.
We going to.
There's one question that happens in weddings that prevent a lot of homeboys from going.
Okay.
If there's anybody who objects, they don't want no foolishness. You know what I'm talking about? So they know who to invite, who not to invite.
He wouldn't have done
that.
He fell through the, like, it just.
Fell through the cracks.
Damn, that's
slipped,
what he just
man.
Said,
man.
You should have said we had a number limit. I would have felt.
Nah, we definitely did.
Especially not. Shoot.
Yeah. I pushed it to.
Let me see the guest list. Let me see. Do I feel like I'm more important than that person?
My family pushed it to the limit.
I'm glad you got married before this podcast, because I've known you basically my whole life.
Yeah.
But we've gotten closer.
We have.
Since the podcast.
Yeah.
Now, if you would have left me off that list post-podcast.
Yeah.
That would have never happened. You would have been goddamn, you know.
I've been out there. Okay.
You'd have been close to me. You would have been in the line.
Word. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just
good words.
You moved to Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So it was just, you know.
You moved to Orangeburg.
But I still used to go home. Nah, not when you went to Virginia. I wasn't living here no more.
You hit the nail on the head though with that.
Y'all
family.
Went to college together.
Yeah, anyway, my family huge, man. You know what I'm saying?
I really didn't know
Grant till college.
Is huge, Grant.
Hmm?
Yeah,
my family huge.
Yeah,
I remember when, like, I knew Jones just from being in D town, but I can remember when I first met you.
Mm-hmm.
Cause what night your older brother name? Nick.
Yeah.
Nick. All right. So Nick was over at the apartment, the Commons, in the Bird. Shout out to the Bird.
The condo. Craig. Yeah. That's
what I remember walking in the house, and all of a sudden the nigga say, "Yo, this Grant," and I was like, "What the hell I done did?" What up, Grant?
You
the nigga that up whipped Kevin?
That's what it was. Okay.
Oh God.
Let's not talk about we ain't going into detail.
Oh God. Yeah.
But yeah.
Cause they was telling me what happened.
And
I was like, man, I don't know no Grant. Yeah. So then I was like, yeah, I do know him. I just didn't know his name was Grant. But I knew his face. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's how I was when I met him. I knew his face or whatever. I saw him.
Yeah.
And then we were talking that on. He's like, oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I met him at really met him at what was it, a bridal shower? Or maybe what was that? It wasn't no at Meredith crib in Charlotte.
Meredith birthday party.
Birthday party. Okay. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Please don't
mention
Meredith around this, man.
We're not going there. Oh, he know my sentiments very well. And I he know. Oh, that, now if anybody know, he know. But he done heard worse than you ever heard.
Shout out to Meredith.
That's saying
something. Yeah, she cool. Shout out to Meredith. Shout out to Meredith.
That's the sis right there.
Yeah, man. And congratulations on the expansion of a family.
Yeah,
man. But yeah, like Meredith was always my dog. She just the way she did my boy. The way she did my boy, just that shit rubbed me all wrong.
True indeed.
That shit rubbed me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I was still close to their circle. Mm-hmm. So I knew. Oh, I know. Like, I got the inside of what was said. And I was like, nigga, what? Mm-hmm. Man, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? That shit rubbed me the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah, family ties. Yeah, man. It's been, man. What do they say? The 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon? That's how I was with everybody. Like, I knew about B.
Yeah.
I ain't know B was B Love. Mm-hmm. And Joan.
Yeah.
So it just.
He really be easy. I think I'm the only one that really called him B-Love. I think I'm the only one.
Edie too.
He got that new nickname.
Our homeboy, rest in peace, Brandon Ralphs.
Yeah.
He was B-Love, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When we was in school and shit.
Y'all niggas always had the cool nicknames in D-Time.
Jones was just.
You either get a nickname or they call you.
From playing sports.
Yeah. Right? Your last name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never really had a nickname.
Juvie?
That was when I got to college.
Still? It's and a nickname? Shit,
nah, that basically was my fucking name. Motherfuckers ain't know my name.
Yeah, Juvie.
Yeah, that's all they called me. Yeah. Motherfucker ain't know my last name or nothing. Unless you had classes with me. Yeah, man. But, yeah. Pooh Shiesty home.
Shiesty season. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. I'm glad Shiesty out doing what he got to do. Hopefully he get in the studio soon. This nigga out here fanning money. Get in the studio, boy, so he can make some more.
Man.
But I'm glad he home.
He ain't been spending or doing nothing for the last 3 years, so what the fuck is he going to talk about? Because that's all he talked about.
Gucci came home and dropped 10 trap albums, so you can't say that.
Was Pooh Shiesty was the one in the car and the person got killed and they dropped the person off? Is that Pooh Shiesty?
Pooh Shiesty basically.
Oh, that was Lucci.
From what I gathered, I think that was Lucci. Shiesty, you know, I ain't gonna say he was the top of an organization, but he had some ranking in the organization. And I don't know. I just know they did some paid in full type shit. Like, pushed a nigga, shot a nigga in the ass as he was walking off.
Oh.
From what I hear, allegedly. And he was like, he didn't do it, but he was the head, so they try to say he set it up to make it happen. So from what I hear,
when you say organization, because like you know, like
it's I'm being polite when I say organization,
YSL or,
to that extent, I don't know all the details.
YNB,
we need Doogie for all that.
Yeah, we do need Doogie.
Shout out to Doogie.
Doogie, what up, bro?
I called Doogie. Say Grant, this nigga won't answer the phone for me. We sit right there. I was like, I'm calling him right. You sit right just to show you. He won't answer the phone for me. He ain't out.
But
he sent me some shit on Instagram.
That's what I heard. Shiesty was like giving orders and then somebody got shot and they said he pushed the button. And if I'm wrong, I apologize, but that's what I heard.
I don't be knowing. But he home, so.
He doing interviews.
Yeah. As long as he get in the studio. I heard something between him and NBA YoungBoy. I read a post the other day with like, I'm glad we got some real ones back in music.
Yeah, that's what.
Because these chicks is about to have me throwing wham in the circle.
I said, I don't give a fuck what going on in the world.
I ain't throwing no wham nowhere.
Don't take me through that either.
Yeah, and I ain't taking nobody through nowhere.
You niggas despicable.
She gone. Take me through there.
And I ain't in the club to fully enjoy the music, meaning let the ladies dance on me while I'm playing.
She gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I ain't nothing I really want
to see. I don't want to see no niggas get taken through there when you score a touchdown or none of that shit. Cut it out.
Take me through there.
Cut it out.
Take me through there.
cut that shit out. Cut it, slam out.
Take me through the hall. They going. Yeah, she going.
But Shiesty had some hits, like worth hit, gym music. That's what I called it.
Oh, okay. See, gym music. I can dig that.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna give me hype real quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Two more extras on the set because. Yeah. But yeah.
Shout out to Pooh Shiesty.
Is his name still gonna be Pooh Shiesty? Hope he ain't converted.
Oh, he got a whole he gonna always be Pooh Shiesty. Yeah. He got a whole goddamn mask.
Mask man.
He better some kind of kind of way monetize the mask because every ski I'm mask sure, now is a Shiesty mask.
I'm mm-hmm. sure he probably did. If he didn't, he's a fool.
It ain't too late. He can come out with some new shit.
Somebody else probably already trademarked.
Probably. He can come out with some new shit. Anything hiding your face.
Yeah, anything on your face. Yeah, he should have came out with his own brand mm-hmm. of them.
Like Sniper Gang did.
Well, they came with their own brand.
Remember Kodak had the ski mask? Remember Kodak did the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, he had his own?
Sniper Gang, yeah, and they had Sniper Gang.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, I used to work at, shout out to Snoop. He's working at Area 57. Or, he used to sell them shit. Yeah, and he had every color. But the fucking fluorescent orange one was the one that would sell the most. The lime, the fluorescent green and fluorescent orange shit. But he had all color, black, red, green.
But that's good for work.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that was the shit like
define niggas. Work.
You know, like
All the
so you can be seen.
Yeah, all the
yeah. We'll see. These jokers leaving money on the table.
YB was in Columbia.
Shout out to YB.
And
shout out to Top. Them boys that wanted with Top, bro.
And he sold out two shows.
Back to back. He had two shows in Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Back to back. Wednesday and Thursday.
Some Chris Brown type shit.
Yeah, sold them both out. I'm talking about nigga.
It was stupid pack.
But I heard shout out to one of my hood plugs in Columbia. I was talking to them and they was like, yeah, that nigga was in the Bishops,
mm-hmm. which is some apartments,
and the Colonies. Damn, they're doing a concert on his car, on cars and shit.
He was out there himself.
YB.
Yeah.
I
know I seen video of his people out there.
No, he was there.
He was out there too.
Yeah, him. Yeah. I said Offset was out there, motherfuckers. The say motherfuckers out there just, you know, damn, they having a concert.
Damn,
she loved the hood.
Say motherfuckers was just pulling up and, you know, say it was all love though.
Yeah.
That, you know, I was like, okay. I said, well, maybe this kid ain't all bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you got the power to make all these different gang members come together because you there mm-hmm. and no shit go down and then mm-hmm. they all different gang members than you and you know what I'm saying? He was in his you know, his Baton ops. Rouge. No, he was in his ops territory in Columbia.
But he you know.
Yeah, but it don't matter where you go, if whatever color you wear, that's your color.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? And they said it was all love. And I was like, well, that's
But see, these new niggas be starstruck, though.
They do.
Real.
So
mm-hmm.
all that shit go through the wayside when that damn celebrity come through.
Yeah, but
they're real.
That little nigga famous at another level.
Oh, he is.
He's another level famous.
Yeah.
And one of his songs came on I was riding down here to Friday night, riding down to Darlington and me and my partner fishing. And one of his songs came, I said, you know what, I'm going to let the shit play. I said, I ain't even going to try, I'm going to let it play. I let the shit play. I was like, what in the fuck?
You was driving?
Yeah.
You next thing you know, you was doing 100 miles an hour.
I was trying to figure out what the fuck he was saying. Dog, like, I didn't know what he was saying.
Man, I can't front.
The only
line I heard was he said his watch cost more than a G-Wagon. Mm-hmm. That was the only thing I remember.
Yeah.
Out of the whole song, the only line I remember is he said his watch cost more than a G-Wagon.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm in your age bracket, so you know we like hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I think y'all call the foolishness the boom bap.
Well, yeah,
mm-hmm. Nah, I rock with YB bap, on certain shit.
Yeah, see, I
my favorite YB song is Lil Top. I put that shit on a lot of my music in that caliber.
So you relate to the gym. Okay,
but Lil Top, oh, that's the cardio anthem.
So he like a Lil Jon of this era or something.
No, I ain't gonna say that. Lil Jon had anthems.
Can he rap?
Yeah, he can rap.
He got some bars here, though. Don't get it twisted, but it ain't nothing to open up a cipher over. Okay. Yeah, no.
All
right. Yeah, if that makes sense.
Oh no, it made plenty of sense.
Yeah, but he got it. if I was 20 years younger and looking for some foolishness, I'm about to go rob somebody, I'm about to go stick up something. Oh yeah, he's the anthem to that.
Okay.
But with the mature mind, oh, this is the beats and the cadence rocking with me. But
this the one right here though. This I was with my nephews. They was out, it was probably around this time, like some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was Casey like a hurricane coming. And I was like, man, why y'all like that nigga, whatever? I was like, man, that nigga whack, whatever, whatever. And then it was like, man, Unc, you just gotta listen to it. And this was, you know what I'm saying? And then they put me on this mixtape right here. And he got this song he replies called Cross Me. This shit right here go hard, bro.
You see what I'm saying? Shit like this. Nah.
Is that him saying?
Yeah. That him.
See, I was blind till they crossed me. That shit go hard. This whole little mixtape right here, this shit. That shit get you hyped.
So I mean, is he, what he talking about?
Everything.
Just everything.
The hood
just,
shit.
Yep. Just
life.
Life experience. Yeah.
So, all right, let me put it like this. Next time you wake up and having not the best day, wake up and play YB Bad Morning. That's another one of my favorite YB songs.
No, it was morning. A kid they had on one of them social media sites. He was standing there rapping this nigga's song, and I'm talking about tears were streaming down his face.
See, these young niggas want the foolishness. They want the drama. We was trying to escape it.
Yeah, but he was crying. They want that foolishness. He rapping and he just crying. He rapping and he crying.
I can't say that, though, because every show I seen of his, I ain't seen no foolishness happen.
Right. No, I mean, like, when I say the foolishness, because you're right, every show I've seen, it's been very respectful.
He threatened, to get on a nigga ass at the concert.
Yeah,
too,
I saw that. Yeah. You all come down here and beat your ass. But when I say they want the foolishness, they want the strife. They want that ghetto life. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. They validation.
And even shit like that was with us too. But we had to go outside to get that validation. These motherfuckers get that shit on the internet.
Now, Casey talked. Another, I ain't no big YB fan. Like, this nigga probably got 80 to 100, 200 songs. I can name five.
You mean 80 to 100, 200 albums? I'm gonna put out a lot of music.
I still know five songs.
I don't know two. Okay, I do know.
You probably
two.
Do.
No, I know what one. The only one I know is him and Amigos.
What song?
I Need It. Yeah. I think that's the name of it. That's the only song I ever remember listening to with him on it.
I want to see him in Future got a dope one too.
Anytime that nigga come on, I turn it.
See.
Yeah, you
young boy in him for real.
Yeah, I am.
Like that that shit what everybody be doing the greeted to.
That
shit. I don't even know the name of it.
Oh, that's where they come from?
That's the anthem. That's just the initial song. That they was doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. God, I can't think of the name
I don't know the name of it.
But young boy got for this generation. And I think that's why he's getting so many chances with the authorities, as my grandma would say, the authorities, because they see he got a thumb on the pulse of that generation. You know what I'm saying? And he making that money. Them boys buy his music.
Yeah. So this shit wild.
It's like when he put a video out or something, it do millions and millions of numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, Right Foot Creep. That's the name of
Right
it.
Foot Creep. Yep. Yeah,
but that motherfucking. I
forgot about that one.
That motherfucking
he make it dance, man.
He can dance.
Yeah, he got his own little wiggle. He done made that shit famous. Like Kodak. Kodak can't dance, but he done made that shit.
Kodak got some moves.
Yeah. So same thing with YB.
That's these shit.
Yeah, YB got little shit to make you just a little wiggle. I can't even do the wiggle because my spine intact.
So he got so he do some shit like Lil Uzi used to do.
Uzi can dance though. That's different. Nah, Kodak the closest reference.
Hey. That nigga said the devil under your feet on your way to seal.
No, I'm saying like into the sea shoes. You won't have no case rearrange your shape soon as they face you. You won't have no space we in your sex until we spray you. You know what we can do about it.
Hey, he here to stay.
You know we can do about it.
He ain't going nowhere.
He here to stay.
Two nights in Columbia sold out.
Long as my daughters ain't talking about they YB fans, I'm cool.
They jamming too. They probably are. I'm sorry.
She's not.
Why they putting the makeup on? My daughter. Right before they step out.
My daughter, man. My oldest daughter might. No. She don't even really like rap.
Oh, well.
She like Summer Walker and.
Yeah.
She like, you know, Jasmine Sullivan type shit.
Bust the windows out your car. Word.
Nah, the altar. I meant the ladder Jasmine. God damn it.
That ain't the best color.
Shout out to YB.
Shout out to YB.
I give him his props.
Mobb Deep dropped a new album, Infinite, and I hadn't listened to it yet.
Yikes. Is it
Nas on like four right songs now on that motherfucker?
We don't care.
Is that what you saying?
No, I'm not saying that. No. I had a chance.
Is that what you
because
saying?
You know how I have to listen to my music in my car by myself, you know, and I ain't been in my car by myself since it dropped.
Oh.
I'm just impressed that I thought it was gonna be AI Prodigy.
No.
These are all authentic.
Alchemist and Havoc had verses of that dude. He just had verses, so he was
blackballed. So they got verses on top of verses from the interview I heard. But he's speaking on present time stuff. That's why I initially thought that single came out two, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's how speaking on modern stuff. That's how you know the game don't change, man. Just
real talk.
And them old niggas used to tell us that game don't change, your blood, just the niggas in it.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest change to the game was that fucking technology.
Yeah.
Technology has changed the game to a level that I never thought we would see. Like, I never thought I could just wake up, roll over, pick up my phone, and go listen to the album that just dropped.
Real talk.
I could do that shit every Friday. I never thought that would be possible. I never thought that would be possible.
But it's been possible for 20 years.
Though. But I'm saying.
iTunes. The first downloading of music was iTunes, like right to your phone when it came out. It's gone on 20 about 18 years.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. 2005. Okay.
But think about it. We've been listening to music since the late 80s. But
even in 2005, like, I still could go to the store and buy the shit.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing. I did that till like 2000. But then Pandora came. Yep. Even before that. Yeah, we had Kazaa LimeWire. We had all that. I ain't want to be a pirate no more.
Yeah.
So I just was I started back going to buying my shit after motherfuckers stole my CD like case and shit.
I feel what you're saying, trying to say, but I just said that to make you think, like, really, it's almost been longer for you the other way than the way you nostalgic for.
That's real.
But it's almost been longer time with you having this technology than it was, you know what I'm saying?
In addition to that, I want to say, like, back then, we were living in the moment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The thought process was that moment. Nowadays, we already thinking about what's next coming, what's the next move and whatnot.
Yeah.
Back then, we was living in the moment.
Mm-hmm. I don't see where it can go nowhere else, like, as far as, like, stuff like that. Like, you really already get it free. You get all this shit for free.
Well, you can.
No, I'm saying, like, even like Spotify, you don't have to pay for Spotify.
Yeah, you don't.
You can get that shit free.
But you can't just go and listen. Like, I pay Apple Music $11 a month to be able to go in there and listen to any fucking thing I want to.
Right.
Spotify like that, though. You just got ads.
Yeah. See, and I don't have no ads.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm saying it's like.
See, with Spotify, I thought, I didn't know you could go listen to an album.
I think you can,
Because I had Spotify on my laptop. I had a fucking small laptop. I had Spotify through Facebook on my shit in like 2011, 12. I had playlists and everything on that shit. Like, I put playlists together, but I could only do it on the computer.
Yeah, you can't take it with you.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but I love that shit because, like, I made playlists of shit that I couldn't go buy, you know, because Manifest was still open. So, nigga, I would go to Manifest. I went to Manifest till that bitch. I pulled up that motherfucker and the bitch was closed. I'm like, what the fuck is this? They still had the signs up and everything. Like, I used to just go to Manifest in Columbia because that shit was open till about 2018.
Bush River Road?
Yeah. That shit stayed open till like 2017, 18.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I worked in Sumter, music stores right across the street, right across the mall from fucking Champs. Nigga, and they had, like, I bought so many of the CDs that got stolen from me, I brought them back for like $5
because
they had them in them bins in the front.
Yeah,
they just trying to get rid of these shits. Okay, nigga, I got fucking Purple Rain soundtrack for $5.
Nigga, love.
I was buying Marvin Gaye CDs for $5. Like, mom, you got this? She be like, yeah, boy, I got that. And my mama got all that shit. But yeah, like, I was just it was, I don't know if it was just the thing about going in the store and going through and buying, the whole process of it, but now that shit, I don't even like it. Cause nigga, all I gotta do is pull up, pick up the phone and go to the shit. Like, that ain't no fun.
Well,
the credits ain't the same as it used to be in the CDs. Like, you gotta go find, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no, you gotta go see who produced every song. I like to go see what was sampled. I like,
it's on there on the streaming service.
Yeah, but
it ain't easy to find.
It ain't easy to find.
Just tap on it. It's right there.
No, it ain't. Not the sample. The sample.
So,
but see, you might got title. They might do that shit on title.
He got some signature stuff. You know, we talking to B-Love.
No.
Yeah.
He got the top tier application.
Yeah.
It's regular. You know, just tap on it. It's on there. Look, I just tapped on it.
But you on your computer.
No, it's an iPad.
You on an iPad.
Same difference.
Same.
All right, so just to piggyback on what you said,
all right,
you was like, you don't see where it's gonna go from here.
Yeah.
What did Jay-Z try to do a little over 10 years ago? He tried to make it seem, he tried to make it where, what was it, Tidal? You had to come to Tidal to listen to certain artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got not rejected, but it, you know, it didn't go through.
Well, that's, no, it was like that.
But it ain't like that no more. So I say that to say this, like, what Canelo, just to kind of further push my point.
Mm-hmm.
To watch a Canelo fight, you had to go to that one, what you call it, once a couple of years back. You couldn't just watch them.
Oh, whatever. Like, yeah.
I don't foresee in the future there are artists that's so big that they pull their shit off of everything.
It's happening, though.
And they got their own website. That's the only, or own app. That's the only place you can listen to their music at.
Yeah.
Some people, I can see that happening in the future.
I mean, it's happened. The reason why I got Tidal was because Kanye only put his album out on Tidal.
Right, right.
The Life of Pablo.
Yeah, yeah.
Beyonce did it with a couple of her albums early on. Taylor Swift did it with something. She pulled all her stuff off streaming.
Yeah.
So some people try to do it on certain things. I think because Nicki got a deal with Apple. I think you could catch it early on Apple Music and stuff like that. So they try to do it, but in the long run, though, you want it everywhere so you can get all them numbers.
Yeah. Right, but you still paying multiple sources to have it everywhere on the business side.
Yeah.
I don't foresee down, not even 10, 15 years down the line, it's going to be, you want this album, download this app to listen to it. That way it's on your phone, you play in your car, play in your house, wherever, on the gym, whatever. I don't foresee that being out the question in 10, 15 years.
But that's how it is on Apple, right? You just saying everybody's gonna have their own shit.
Yeah, there's nothing that's, they gotta pay Apple. But there's no album that's on Apple.
They pay Apple.
There's some kind of licensing something somewhere.
I mean, because Apple
to get it on there.
Because Apple getting paid from them.
Right.
Yeah.
Apple getting paid. I mean,
Apple pays, so the streaming services, based on how many, streams a song get, they pay the artist. But I don't know if you have to pay to get it put on the streaming service.
Well, I just know the middleman, the dividing of funds, will be
Apple dividing
cut out at some way.
Apple dividing the pie.
So
yeah, when you put your shit on there, they dividing the pie.
Like, imagine if somebody put out their own app, own website. They only do concerts. They might tour 52 times a year. You know what I'm talking about? That's where you got to hear their music at. Ain't no just going to Spotify. It ain't on YouTube.
People tried it though. Like, Kanye tried it not too long ago with was it one of the Donda Jones?
I think it was the Vulture shit.
And he Kanye had the, was big enough to do
the
it
little
too.
Player.
He had the little stem player or whatever. And some people bought it, but I don't know. I think in the beginning of streaming, that type of stuff, it probably would have been more apt to get, you know, to catch on and stick with. Beyonce got her own, or Taylor Swift got her own, and you got to go this place or whatever. But I think now like how it's just all over the place. Like, even songs that get taken off albums, they be out there. Like Jay Electronica last album, it had like one track that was off, but like they took it off the album off of streaming. But it was still on YouTube, and you know what I'm saying, still be places. I feel like you saying it gotta go somewhere. But I just can't see it. I just can't see it like how, yeah. like it's just like the Wild Wild West now with a lot of mm-hmm. the stuff, especially like with the music and stuff like
that. Yeah.
It'll take somebody who's financially sound, like, or not sound, but financially good. Somebody yeah. like a Beyonce. Like, she's doing it for the art of the music.
Yeah, gotta be.
Don't need the money.
A huge artist.
It gotta be somebody, yeah, like I said, yeah, somebody who don't need the money. They want to get the artistry out.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, 10, 15 years down the line, because who would have thought 15, 20 years ago, all the music you would have wanted would have been in the palm of your hand or your cell phone.
Yeah. And you know boy, because I listened to some shit, I was like, God damn, they got this on streaming, man.
But it was, though.
Because the mixtape. Because
I don't think y'all realize how long ago, 15 years ago, and what we had 15 years ago.
Yeah.
We had the CDs in 2010, bro.
We had the iPod.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And
I had an MP3 player
yeah. in 2004, 2005.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
My I ain't had enough to get iPod. I
was getting them shits from Toys R Us for the low.
Yeah,
I had a bunch of MP3 players.
I had the iPod Nano and then I had upgraded to the iPod Touch.
Nigga,
I got an iPod Touch right now. But in my room.
You want to know the difference? 15, 20 years ago, we still wasn't. The streaming services weren't quite to that point.
Yeah, it wasn't streaming.
So you had to buy the album on Apple, uh-huh. or you had mm-hmm. to upload it
to your
You know what I'm saying? You had to physically buy mm-hmm. to your computer and then stream mm-hmm. strip it to your iPod. I still was buying albums 15 mm-hmm. years ago, yeah. uploading them to the iTunes on my computer,
put them on the MP3 player,
put them on the iPad. Mm-hmm. I mean iPod. So you're right. 15 years ago, it was way different.
Yeah.
Like now you can't. Today you can't buy a CD. Well, I don't know.
You can buy a CD, but what you can
definitely
play?
Buy an album.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can buy an album.
Albums are more prevalent than CDs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I'm back on vinyl too.
Vinyls.
So, yeah.
You buy a CD now, you might as well.
Your DVD player is your CD player.
Yeah. You might as well don't open it up because you're not gonna put it in your car.
No.
Because they don't sell cars with CD players no more.
Well, yeah, new cars. I got one in my car.
I got
old car. You know, I drive old car.
Be Easy got good shit. You know, he ain't got no CD player.
No, I got a CD player in my cars, but if you want something new, you're not gonna have a CD player.
You paying more to get a CD player. That's crazy because they gotta take the current display out and put the that's crazy.
They got it's all kind of shit that going to it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But yeah, man. I'm gonna listen to the Mobb Deep, so I have a report for that.
That's a shame you ain't listen to Mobb Deep yet.
That's an album I gotta like. Really, I gotta be in my own zone. I can't be distracted. You know what I'm saying?
Last thing I'm gonna say on that is the producer didn't die. Just one of the lyricists.
Yeah.
So,
when
you listen to the music,
because
it's gonna put you in a time frame.
I know Alchemist went fucking bananas. I already know.
I'm talking about heavy.
Yeah, but I know. But Alchemist did a lot of the.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of the production on that shit.
I think they did a couple of joints together. But mm-hmm. certain songs, it automatically sound like, oh, this is a Mobb Deep song. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I can't wait for you to hear. I want to hear your review.
Yeah, out of all of those songs on that album. Look like 15. It say Alchemist was only produced on 4.
Yeah.
See what Havoc got a mm-hmm. couple of them. Yeah. See?
Well, that means somebody else did some of them joints.
Havoc did the rest.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. The producer didn't die. It was one of the lyricists. Like Havoc still got that mob.
But that's Hav, man. That's what he do.
Out of 15, how many do you really like?
I'm going to put it like this. I'm only one full listen through. Oh, I might have repeated one or two songs. It just came out Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've listened to the whole thing Saturday while I was chilling. And then I had one or two repeats.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You ain't got a full.
See, so now when I get, I have to do it in the car because somebody going to come out the house and talk to me.
You got to ride with it.
Yeah. I have to be by myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta have my own medicine with me.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, you know.
See, one of those beats, and you listen to music like I listen to music, you're going to feel like, okay, I feel like this beat was for Hell on Earth. I feel like this beat was for The Infamy.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, they sound changed as albums went along. Uh-huh. So you're going to hear certain beats and be like, okay, this was on, you know what I'm saying, different albums.
You saying it like it was a like leftover song from
He caught a vibe.
I got you.
At this point, it could have been a leftover, or he caught a vibe. It just sound like Hell on Earth, or it sound like, and I feel like he might have caught a vibe with the Hell on Earth joint, because I'm like, ooh, this shit sound, ain't no way you hold the beat for 30 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I feel like he caught a vibe and then recreated mm-hmm. something. But y'all check it out and tell me what y'all think.
I'm going to.
See, I was a huge Mobb Deep fan, so I could be a little biased.
Nah, I might be a little biased too. I thought I was from Queensbridge my first 2 years of college. Couldn't tell me I wasn't from Queensbridge.
I can't say that. I can't say nothing.
Yeah, nigga.
You thought you was from Brooklyn.
Yeah, he thought he was from Brooklyn. It's a Brooklyn night.
I was the first Drake. I was Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
I was talking shit, and I was like, hold up, let me stop. Yeah,
nigga, we all, yeah. But you couldn't tell me I went from Queensbridge. Yeah.
Man, I was from Houston, so like, but,
and they was calling me Juvie. That was the dumb shit. But you couldn't tell me I went from Queensbridge.
Yeah.
Oh, God, nigga. Nori had me in a chokehold.
Nori, definitely.
From the NORE, the belly, the fucking, from CNN, the NORE. Like, Nori just was, it was just, and he wouldn't talk about shit.
Yeah.
And Polo Loco.
He wouldn't talk about shit.
Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Then, on, Nori, then he came. He came
too.
Yeah, then he came to.
It's a movie now. You know I know the movie.
Yeah,
State he, Property too.
I mean, yeah, I say Paid in Full too. Yeah, State Property too. Yeah,
he did the concert my freshman year at State too.
Oh, that's dope.
And goddamn, Super Thug was like the hottest song in the world.
You seen that video of the guy acting, picking at how Nori used to rap?
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah,
yeah, but he ain't lying.
He ain't lie. I said this a little while ago. Like Nori really couldn't rap.
Yeah,
I said this a little while ago.
That shit just was
good, Joe.
It was just
compared to an X or a J or a
it was just what it was.
He could not, but that boy could rap.
That nigga had New York on fire.
He did.
T-O-N-Y.
Evade NY.
Yeah,
from that on, he had them anthems.
Yeah,
that shit crazy.
Yeah. Nor was that Nor dude. Nor had me the fucking choke. Nor, Nas, Mobb Deep.
Yeah.
I thought I was from Queensbridge, man.
Yeah.
Straight up. You know, I was a Big J fan too, so.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Everybody was.
Yeah, man. But so it was announced this past week that Versus is coming back.
Thank God.
And they're coming back with No Limit versus Cash Money. Nigga,
fire.
Do you know when I saw that? I wanted to call about 10 people. I wanted to call. I said, no, I ain't calling nobody. I said, nobody ain't hit me up. I said, they don't even understand what's going on. But this might be, and I was having a conversation with my homeboy. Shout out to Lil, homeboy Craig.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker said, No Limit go smoke Cash Money. And I said, dog, you really believe that No Limit can smoke Cash Money in a Versus?
They can. It's possible.
It's possible.
So
you feel like it's possible? I mean, it's possible. Smoke them?
Yes. Check this out. Before the Dipset Lock shit, did you think the Locks would smoke Dipset like that?
Yes, I did.
The average person did.
I may have even said it.
Dipset had it to go.
I think you might have did say
it. It might be documented.
Yeah. Dipset had to go into too many pockets. Yeah. The Locks still did all the Locks stuff until Jay did one or two of his own.
Yeah, yeah.
The Locks.
What you think?
The Locks to me versus Dipset. Like, Dipset only had two albums.
Thank you.
If that.
No, what I'm saying.
They had like 10 mixtapes, though.
Yeah.
But they started doing mixtapes.
They had a huge wave.
They did. Had NY but in a chokehold.
It was a fashion
thing. They had more than NY in a
chokehold. It
definitely bled
it
all the way down.
It was more
south,
fashion than anything.
Niggas around like B-Mac age, they was like, they got a whole like.
From like 03 to, from like 02 to 06.
From Come Home With Me all the way to Diplomatic Immunity 2.
06.
I don't know the years.
0206.
I don't know the
even
years.
Like with Jim Jones shit.
Yeah.
See, Jim Jones. Yeah, see.
All that Jim
Coppo,
Jones shit.
Coppo, yeah, okay. Coppo, I want to say Coppo ain't jump off until about 2010.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
When did Ballin come out?
Ballin and Certified Gangsta. 08. And
that was 2000. That was 2000. That was between 2006 and 2009.
But all of that time, though, he had a whole
following. He did.
He had a whole
following. He was a fashion icon.
Yeah.
He said so many
things. Yeah.
But in reference to the No Limit and Cash Money joint, so me and my partner had a conversation about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to Googling. The stats don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
From 90, I want to say 92 to 2003,
mm-hmm.
Cash Money dropped like 104, 105 No Limit.
Cash
Money.
Cash Money?
Cash Money. They want to say from like 92, 93,
mm-hmm.
all of them went mainstream,
mm-hmm.
but them boys dropped like 100 to 304 albums. From 92, 93 to 03, Cash Money dropped like 150 something.
Hold on, you said Cash Money twice.
Yeah.
My fault. No Limit.
No Limit.
So Cash Money dropped like a little over 100. No Limit dropped it. Dropped like 150 plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Google it if you think I'm playing.
No, no, I believe you.
You don't gotta like.
I believe
we was there.
So
that nigga dropped. P was dropping an album a week.
And I want to say in 97 they say that man dropped 30 albums.
Yeah, it was a lot.
He was dropping an album a week.
And here's the thing though, like when you talk about the verses, all them albums cool, but it's only gonna be like 20 songs a piece.
Yeah.
Nah, the South remember, so it depends.
No, I'm talking about for the verses for the show.
Yeah, 20 tracks.
It only be like 20 tracks.
20 verse 20.
Yeah, it only be like 20 verse 20.
So
and Cash Money got 20 songs that can go up against No Limit 20.
Yeah,
and No Limit 100%. Got 20. Probably, possibly. So we had this discussion. I recorded earlier, and I said if No Limit lose, they can lose by like 3 or 4.
Yeah, it won't be a lot. That's what I said. I said whoever lose ain't gonna lose by a lot. Ain't gonna be a lot.
Like, what would be No Limit's answer for 400 Degrees?
Craig said, man, they ain't even gonna play no 400 Degrees. I said, see, that's why I
make them say,
I said, that's why I can't have
that. Why would I put make them say, up against 400 Degrees?
Why would you? Why not?
Because I'm gonna go ahead. Because if 400 Degrees play first,
back that ass up. Still got a cool.
We No Limit soldiers.
Yeah,
that's cool. Nobody can play against.
But that still ain't 400.
No Limit soldiers.
But No Limit soldiers might be the most regional. Bang out all them shit.
Nah, about it.
He got two regional
samples.
So he got two of them regional bangers that you can't even argue. But
the Ice Cream Man.
That was a South song.
That's regional.
Yeah.
Okay, regional. My fault.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, like, we can't put Body Body in regional. That song went national.
Yeah, it did. After
make
Cam
him say
did,
went yeah. national.
Make him say on did too.
If Mystical sober,
he ain't got.
No, he's in jail.
Okay,
no,
yeah, well, he locked if up. They, Mystical had what was a. The man right here, that was on No Limit. Well, Mystical was their front runner. He was their Cam'ron, in my opinion, outside of P, because P was trying to be executive.
Yeah,
nigga went to play ball for a little while.
Mystical was the man. He was the point guard.
Yeah. So,
but then everybody had a bank. Like, but then he went and got Snoop. And like I told Craig, he gonna have to play some Snoop shit, just like Cash Money gonna have to play Lil Wayne shit. But then he tried to tell me, well, Lil Wayne wasn't on Cash Money. I said, dog, that nigga was on Cash Money till 2009. I said all his Carters, the first four, three Carters, is on Cash Money.
What Carter? But
Carter 4 is on Young Money.
But they always been so that was something El was talking about too. Like is. Nicki Minaj and Drake, are they included in that?
In the
Cash Money? Young Money, Cash Money.
But that's still Cash Money, though.
Yeah.
It's Young Money, Cash Money.
Yeah. But it's Cash Money, then.
In this particular, I don't think they should play. Well, if you want to do song for song, we need to go to height of each company.
Yeah, because No Limit.
That's why I say No Limit
was out of there.
The 2003.
Because who came out of what? 2000, 2001?
I hated that song.
Yeah.
No, it was like 99.
Nah, okay. You want to talk about that regional.
That was pretty much the end of it.
Because like.
But then you got how you do that there. Fuck them other niggas.
What's the joint? God.
You got Ghetto Dope.
Let me think about it. It's a song they had that was it's regional, but that shit was fire.
I always feel like
you ain't gotta say too much.
Nigga, but see, here's the thing though.
That could go into play like if a situation like with like back to the Lox and Dipset, how if somebody on Cash Money say y'all ain't got no song for the bitches,
girls,
and then they play that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Why I say like it can be who perform, because like I don't care what nobody say. If you had a system in your car back in the day,
thank you,
and
Jesus.
This motherfucker right
is
here, come
this
on.
Burbs and Lex. Oh, yeah, Ghetto Dope. Absolutely.
Shit like
dope.
This, come on.
This 97 right here.
You know what I'm saying?
97, 98.
That shit right there.
Drug dealer, neighborhood dope, man. I mean, real
nigga.
Nah, but that ain't the one I meant. But go ahead, y'all talk.
But then they got 400 Degree. I mean, No Limit. They can go to Snoop. And they can get shit from Snoop that just sneak attack.
Snoop dropped what, 2 albums with them?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did No Limit Top Dawg.
The Last Meal.
And
I forgot the third
one. The Game Is To Be Sold, Not Told.
Man.
That was the one that he redid. Love's Gonna Get You.
I don't know.
You took these crates for me.
Snoop, what's that song with Snoop and Nate Dogg?
I need some weed with my
When this shit right here hit in your system. Come on, man.
Nah, I remember my freshman year in high school, 98, 99, he dropped The Last Don. Double book CD. There's so many bangers on that shit.
It is.
Where they at? Right you. Over there. It's so much shit they can play, man.
And if the crowd is like,
it gotta be the right crowd. It gotta be the right crowd. They talking about having that shit in Vegas. They need to have that shit in motherfucking New Orleans.
Damn, New Orleans arena. Whatever the Saints play. That's where that shit need to be.
They need to have that bitch in New
Orleans. Bring that money to the city. We'll have that shit in Vegas.
Like, let me find
He said bop it, but
not from the speakers.
He said why they were gonna do it, but
See, P a businessman, so we already know he gonna make sure it right on his
end. Absolutely.
And Birdman too. So we got two of the greatest business minds in the black community from the same city. Mm-hmm. About to have one of the biggest events that ain't happening. Mm-hmm. How many years versus been gone? 2 years?
Something like that.
And this shit right here told the system up too, bro. This was my shit back in the day, boy.
Niggas that ride you.
This shit remind me of Tour Days back in 98.
Yeah, all the bubbles in the weed, all the bubbles in your bill.
NYSTICO, it's the man right here.
Cool.
See, man, we from the South, man. I feel at home.
Yeah,
right,
this shit right here. Mm-hmm. Bro, this Master
shit remind me of Tour Days.
Probably had his best verse on this right here.
No, I think his best verse was on Break 'Em Off song.
Off
the Ice Cream Man album, him and
I Ain't Holy Pimp
and
Bun, yeah,
him and UGK.
Okay,
I mean, I give the verse he had on 4-1-4-3-2-1 remix.
Oh, he was on that remix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So because he had to step his game up and rock with them New York niggas.
Yeah. So Craig was like, I don't like when they do the verses from other songs, but this they get right credits for it. When they just featured on some shit.
Shoot, y'all boys, man, it's gonna be a show. I'm looking forward
to that. Stay on point like Stacey Adams,
but
down for my niggas.
Yeah.
You got. It Ain't My Fault. Silk the Shock.
Oh man,
That's a hit.
That better not be in the 20.
What
that's
you mean? Nah, they gotta play that. No.
That's a hit.
Yeah, that's definitely a hit. They gotta play that.
Silk was the worst thing. I got video of us at the pep rally one year. Our senior year, we was having a pep rally, mm-hmm. and they dropped that song. Everybody in that bitch went crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. The beat, the hook, all that was fire. But Silk couldn't rap, man.
He couldn't.
They might well play Silk and Maya. They gonna.
But it's you. You go moving on, right? But it's always like
Silk fought the beat.
What they gonna do with that? Like you gotta they gonna play? Like that? What I was trying to tell. I said Juvie got some hits that they gotta play.
Yeah.
Then you got Hot Boy. You got I Need a Hot Girl.
Yeah.
That shit went crazy. You got Bling Bling off BG album.
That gotta get played.
You know what I'm saying? That's off BG first off his second album. Chopper City in the Ghetto.
Them niggas can go on a Soulja song.
Them niggas can do.
That's
they can
no
play.
Limit can go Soulja.
Yeah, they can play. They can play their Soulja song.
Thank you.
I don't know if hers might not be as hard as
Soulja song. It's the hardest one. I think No Limit albums for that very first song.
You
knew it was gonna be a Soulja track.
That shit on my playlist right now.
I'm telling you.
And Mystical were their best artists. Then you got the wackest Soulja song.
You got Neighborhood Superstar. You got
come on, man.
Cutlass Monte Carlos and Regals. You got a Millionaire's Dream off this album. That's just off this album. Like this shit that they can play.
I don't know if they can play that.
They can play what? Number One Stunner.
Number One Stunner, definitely. They got
Get Your Roll On.
They got to play Get Your Roll On.
You know what I'm saying?
They got to play Get Your Roll On. But
they got to play. Nigga, this right here.
Yeah. This right here more regional though.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Then you got Lil Wayne 500 Degrees album.
Lil Wayne is a cheat code in this.
Lights Out album.
That's why I say they got to do it.
Lil Wayne's first album came out in 99. His solo album.
The Block Is Hot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They got to do it in reference of, like, they can't bring stuff from 2005 when Cash Money wasn't.
They got.
When Cash Money was at their height and No Limit was on the back burner. They can't do that.
They can, what's though.
Shit, that's they what shouldn't. They got. That's they how, cause, how cause, you going to play.
Because the shit when, like, Make Them Say, is when No Limit was at their height.
Yeah.
And Cash Money was
just coming just up, bubbling just, up. Just getting, you know what I'm saying? We was just hearing about Cash Money.
You guys have a point. Okay.
Yeah.
They
going to have to. Dog, Wayne ran from 99 to 2009. And he went, I'm talking about, he had mixtapes, he had studio albums. He got two Carters you could pull three songs from, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, DJ, Fireman, Lollipop, Amelie.
Yeah.
That's probably about it for Wayne, though.
Hell no.
Oh, and Miss Officer. I'm saying they can't. Those are some songs that.
No Limit wasn't really commercial.
They were.
They started doing slightly commercial stuff.
But Mrs.
Carter is a commercial track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make Himself is commercial.
Yeah. Back That Ass Up took him commercial.
Shake That Ass is commercial.
Wobble Wobble. Y'all niggas mention Wobble Wobble. But nigga shake it.
Chopper Style.
Oh, Chopper Style. He was on No Limit.
That shit was fire. Yeah, that was No Limit. Yeah.
You said that shit
like
was fire.
Like you said,
Hooty Who. What the fuck go do?
There's a couple niggas that 504 that
boys
fucking with Hooty Who.
Nah.
Can't play none of the 504 boys.
Hold up. What you playing gotta right play now,
that still. You gotta play that still smoking.
No,
and he got two. He got Still Smoking and I Smell Smoke.
This was better. This one was better.
This one was better.
This on the first album. This is the second.
I was gonna talk
about that album today. This is the first album.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
This is the second one. The first one was
Still Smoking,
Yeah, that's on Unpredictable.
See, that's why I'm glad my son don't like rap, cause shit like this had me smoking in middle school.
Smell smoke, right?
Really? You smoking in middle school?
I started smoking weed in middle school, dog.
Garcia Vegas,
Chocolate Phillies, Optimal,
Garcia Vegas.
I mean, the first time I heard this song was in the club. I had never heard it.
I was in eighth grade.
Niggas was rapping this shit.
Hold
up, what the fuck?
Roll it up.
Light it, hit it, hold it fast, pump up, blow it up. See some of y'all niggas be talking about blowing, can't handle the dough, getting sleepy and shit. Quit no early, bitch, you ain't no smoker.
Y'all must be used to hitting that dirt.
Stitch with brothers.
I was heavy on New York shit back then too.
Nigga, I'm about to get fucked up.
Two kisses of green, Optimal burned away.
AM to turn to PM and
not have to turn back today.
Still smoking.
Feeling smart in my hotel. Get the whole day getting loaded.
Come on, man.
No. See, this song almost got a lot of niggas arrested. Like, smoking in the hotel back in the day. Get your ass hemmed the hell up. Quick, fat. Wet towel under the toe. Don't ain't did a damn thing.
Ooh, this bitch off the heat. Look. It's a pet peeve.
Like shit like this.
Second, don't wet my goddamn weed.
That's why.
But I mean, shit, even you got
5 and 6. I heard the boom, 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 boom.
You got Ghetto Child. I like Ghetto Child off that Unpredictable album. That's one of my favorite songs, yo. Because of the shit, the content of the song. But Mystical got some shit, man.
Yes, he do.
Mystical got some shit. Fuck, went to jail for that shit. I ain't going back.
I ate an ounce.
Nothing plus the red.
That nigga said he ate an ounce.
Ounce. If Brown doubted that he wasn't, and he said he had that good weed too. He had that shit.
Eight.
I think it's really gonna fall down to how they perform their songs. Cause I can see Master P bouncing around the stage
with a bulletproof vest on.
Oh, camouflage full of energy. You know what I'm saying? Getting everybody hype.
Yeah.
These niggas old.
They
just mad because these niggas is old. These niggas old. Talking about they gonna be bouncing around.
But they just performed not too long. They was in Columbia.
Drugged.
bounce around the stage, hot, sweating.
Dog, I remember riding around in my Honda listening to this shit. Like, I remember. Dog, that shit don't seem that long ago, real dog. Talk. This shit was 30 fucking years ago, dog. Just,
man, I got little kids. This shit is a core memory.
Yeah. I wonder how this song sounded to your son.
Oh, retarded.
Like it sound like prank. Yeah, retarded. Like a little music, the big phonograph shit.
Bruh.
I wouldn't even sound like that to him.
Bruh, I can't even. Like, that shit hurt my feelings. Like, I used to ride with all my older cousins loving the music they love.
Yeah.
I played Triumph. Wu-Tang Triumph for my son.
What did he say?
That nigga was so unentertained.
He'll come back and listen to it. I thought maybe he might have said something like super disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, what is this crap or something? But
first off, he think my music hella vulgar. You know I'm in the suburbs, man. My son. Man, I'm born atomically. Father, these philosophies and our path to see. I'm saying, like, yo, this the shit, my son. Looking at that.
They don't even curse a lot on that song.
But still.
He said all your music.
I went from other shit to Triumph. But he was so unentertained. I'm hyped. I guess that made him calm. Like, it was weird. But so if I play some shit like this, matter of fact, I'm gonna try it. I gotta experiment on the way back to Columbia. I'm gonna put on some No Limit. Wifey gonna be in the passenger seat, crunk as hell.
Do we listen to like, well, I guess he don't listen to like no Kodak Black and nothing like that.
My son like beats. Like, he's into music. He like beats. He damn near jazz, a hip hop jazz nigga. He didn't listen to instrumentals and beats because he played a guitar, he played a piano, he played a trumpet. He like beats, he like the instrumentation of it. This nigga don't like lyrics. But when we was young, we weren't reading two books a week.
Mm-mm.
This motherfucker read.
Yeah.
Like, one of them might be a comic book, but this nigga gonna read. I'm sitting here like, I'm proud, but god damn it, son.
I know what he need here then. If he play guitar.
Oh shit.
This what he need right here then.
That's, listen. How you do that there? Hey, you gonna Ricky Smiley?
Maybe pick up that umbrella over there. With the cigarette hanging.
I was just watching that this morning too. I could imagine
like he did that shit. Like, you really could see that shit. I could see a motherfucker acting just like that, yo.
From the south.
Cause motherfucker was getting busy on that joint at a Scarface concert.
You know what'd be funny? I'll be like, hey son, I know you like the guitar, let me play this song for you. I can tell you exactly what he'll say. Yeah, that's a bass. That's not a guitar. Some shit he'll say.
Yeah.
I'll be like, all right, bro.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I think we're gonna have a watch party.
This shit gonna be fun. I'm with it. Where it at?
At the studio.
First off, when is it?
October 25th.
Look at the
two calendar. Saturdays.
It's on a Saturday. Say let. Oh, that's USC homecoming. I'm looking for a reason to get out of the city. What we doing?
oh, it's their homecoming?
I'm looking for a reason to get out of Columbia. I'm with it.
Yeah, we having a watch party at the studio.
Word.
I'll bring the tequila. House of the bitches, man. Like tequila.
But yeah, man, that's going to be a epic event for the old niggas.
Yeah.
I need to find me some baggy jeans. I might just need some camouflage, because camouflage go with either one of them niggas.
It's a white tee.
Yeah.
But Cash Money is not an army.
Better get a Navy. Dog, they got to play Tuesday and Thursday.
Nah, they're not going to play
I know, but that's one of the most relevant songs in the world.
Is a core
that
memory.
That shit is so fucking relevant, man.
They just made it seem like you couldn't do no drama.
You could.
No nothing on this the Tuesday shit. You better
sit your ass down.
You sit your ass down.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday, you go, boy.
But then, if you go bout it, which one was better? Bout it or bout it two?
About it.
Cause they can play it, then let them jokers play their song, and then run two.
Two is better.
Yeah.
This shit in
it's so much Cash this shit Money in the, shit, man.
This shit in the dictionary, man.
This gotta be a 2-3
This shit
hour
in the dictionary now, dog.
Bling bling is an actual ebonical word. And
no,
baby mad.
It's in the dictionary.
He mad he didn't copyright.
Yeah.
He
said it on MTV.
It's in the real dictionary. Yeah. I remember when this shit came my freshman year of college, dog. We was going for this shit, went crazy on Bird.
Them niggas had 4 watches on. And we thought they were just flexing, not knowing they had a different time zones on each watch.
Oh, that's what that was?
Uh huh.
That's
crazy. They had all 4 time zones.
Yeah.
So they know.
That's why they used to wear 4 watches.
Yeah, that's why they have 4 watches.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, oh shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's why Nick, like, yeah. That's why baby, that's why he's doing shit.
That's why he the number one stunner.
Got so much ice, you can skate on the nigga. Stay
the,
close.
He ain't on the what you call it version though.
I ain't gonna lie.
He the ain't what? On the radio version.
Who ain't?
This verse right here is not on the radio version.
That Wayne, right?
No, that's Wayne is not on the song, period.
Yeah, he's not. He just do the hook.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Who
though.
Is that right there? Turk?
This Turk.
Okay.
Turk. Yo, them boys.
He on the album version.
Yeah, this the album version. Yeah, yeah. He's not on the radio version.
Yeah, like I had to tell, I told Craig, I was like, he talking, man, that's on a Cash Money compilation. I said, nigga, that shit on BG do. Album.
Yeah.
So that shit on Chopper City together.
Yo, don't, came front. Them boys did Saturday Night at Dreamville this year.
Mm.
45 minutes of bankers.
Oh, mm. Cash Money?
Yes.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Mind
they
you,
got it, well.
Mind you, the first 30-40 minutes was without Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
They don't need him.
Lil
really
Wayne
don't.
Came out and did 20 minutes by himself with a live band.
But
the first 30-40 minutes, them boys did it by they damn
but
self.
I'm
no Wayne tracks.
But I wonder if they're going to do that on, I wonder if that's how they're going to do it in Vegas.
What I'm saying, I said that to say this. They can sustain without Weezy's
they can.
Music. And they had bangers. I'm sitting here like, oh, I forgot about like everybody get your roll on.
Yep. Yeah.
That song for some reason was not on my mind. When that shit came on, that dun 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 dun.
Dog, that shit.
That shit went crazy.
That whole album.
I bet you wish you could find
what was the name of that shit? We just talked about that shit a couple months ago because it just celebrated the anniversary.
That when
album
that,
shit
when that riff
done.
Right here came on,
I got that work.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I got that work.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
I got that work.
Man, when that shit right here came on, when I tell you the crowd erupted.
Yeah. I show shit. We slang free, bitch. Do your thing, baby. That's Hummer Jets. Rolex Moses.
This nigga had four tweeters in my car when this came out. The fuck you talking about? I call all the house.
Nigga said four tweeters.
Four tweeters in that motherfucker.
I had
that shit with. Now listen that.
Your wife is my fucking baby mama. I was just telling that nigga last Monday, my cousin would, he had an Elantra. I used to be riding through East, all this shit remind me of East Florence.
Yeah.
That's all we used to fucking do. My cousin would put the windows like a quarter way down. He had the tweeters right here by the window. He would turn them shits out to play out the car. Like, nigga, you playing the music for the niggas we ride. But you didn't understand it at the time.
Yeah.
I get it now.
They need to hear that shit. The longest there's that tick tick followed by that boom.
Boom.
But yeah, man, that was a.
That was a time frame of life.
Yeah,
right there.
I ain't even gonna hold y'all in here no longer. Pause, man. We're gonna go ahead and get on out of here.
Before you say that, keep in mind, Manny Fresh and Juvie, and I want to say maybe BG. I think it's just dropped a couple songs, like new songs,
in the last
couple of weeks.
A few people said,
one of them hard.
We ain't know we need BG and Juvie. Goddamn, on some shit this late in the game.
Yes.
I saw that Juvie. Like little clip though. I ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
So we were talking to the barbershop. Like 20 years ago, we didn't necessarily want to listen to our older rappers because all of the new music was super prevalent. You know what I'm saying? Bangers. We in an era now where this new music, like, nigga, if y'all don't bring some of these old school jokers back, so they're dropping shit. That's why Nas on his run, all the boys on their run, it makes sense. Juvie and Manny Fresh done drop a gem on us.
Yeah, man. But Grant, I appreciate you. We ain't going back in the day today, B. We done been back in the day long enough. Goddamn, fuck with Cash Money, no limit. But yeah, man. We gonna get Grant back in this motherfucker sometime soon. So
yeah, man. I appreciate it.
Then you got this shit, the G Code,
Cash Money, motherfucking
the G Code. That nigga talk for about 2 minutes, and I'm talking about. Then the song come on, and man, it's just a whole nother fucking.
Sugar ain't right, playing man, with me, these hoes.
Yeah, let me get out of here.
Hey, before we get up out of here, hey, my name is Grant Williams. I own an insurance brokerage here in the state of South Carolina. My mission is to save my beautiful black people with their money on their insurance. Call me, home insurance, car insurance, life insurance, 843-453-5257. Got several contracts with several great companies, Progressive, Geico, Allstate. Holler at me. If I can save your money, I want your business.
Word, brother.
Appreciate you coming through, man. Pause. I don't know if that was a good pause or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you have it.
You came through that. Came through that.
Nigga throwing bullshit in the circle.
Oh God. Easy, man. As always, I appreciate you, brother.
I am.
Tell them where they can find you, man.
Every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast, and at Preacher _ BP on social media, on Instagram.
Hitting the core. My man. Cool.
Cool. And you can find me,
St. Louis,
at 843-453-5257 for some cheap insurance. I got you.
Word, man. And it's your boy Jones. Y'all will hear from me again before the verses. So if y'all got any takes on it or anything you know you want to say about it, email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Instagram at themusicjonespodcast on there as well. JP Jones 81, Julian Jones on Facebook, and the real Juice Jones on X. Till next time, peace. We ball for 3 minutes, snatch all the hoes and bowls and retinnings. Niggas can't survive the shit that we been in. Jack niggas jacked to get some cheap linen. The ones that refuse, we put them to sleep in it. Got up in the